Good morning. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the morning news. Elisabeth Borne will no longer use Article 49.3 of the Constitution outside of budgetary texts. This is what the Prime Minister indicated in an interview with AFP. She also calls for appeasement with the unions and says she is available to meet with them regarding other subjects than that of pensions. Elisabeth Borne will meet with Emmanuel Macron at midday. A new meeting with the main executives of the majority will take place on the eve of a new day of mobilization against the reform. At the same time, strike movements are continuing today, particularly among Parisian garbage collectors. The volume of uncollected waste was down yesterday, with more than 7,800 tons on the streets. In transportation, the SNCF counts 4 out of 5 TGVs circulating and 2 out of 3 TER. As for refineries, the movement continues, including on the site of Total Énergie in Donge in Loire-Atlantique. As for the Esso ExxonMobil refinery in Port-Jérôme-Gravenchon in Seine-Maritime, it was forced on Saturday to stop production for lack of crude oil to be refined. In this context, who will succeed Philippe Martinez at the head of the CGT? The Union Congress opens today in Clermont-Ferrand. There are two favorites for the post of General Secretary, Marie Buisson and Céline Verzeletti. The verdict is expected on Friday. The mission for the future leader will be to get the CGT to regain its place as the leading trade union organization ahead of the CFDT. In Sainte-Soline, in Deux-Sèvres, a protester is in critical condition following the clashes with the police on Saturday. The Niort prosecutor's office announced the opening of an investigation when 3 demonstrators were seriously injured. In addition, 28 gendarmes were injured, including 2 hospitalized in critical condition as well. The gendarmes claimed to have made a proportionate use of force. And nearly 4 million euros were collected by SIDAction this weekend. The funds will be donated to research and care programs to help HIV patients. The management of SIDAction thanks the generosity of the French despite the inflation. It is still possible to donate until April 6 by phone, by calling 110, or by visiting the SIDAction website. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.